News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's coming to adjusting these things a little bit. It's really, you got me pumped up here? Is that it? Or is it just seems loud? Okay. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's for Thursday morning, January the 23rd, 2014. I'm, of course, joined by my buddy, Trish Clark.
Good morning, North State.
Good morning. It's Thursday. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, gosh, good morning, Frank and several others that are on here in the morning. Let's say it's going to be a great day. We got a very, very busy show today. Okay. We're going to be talking water today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
let's start
off with our buddy Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Hey, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are negative this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 170 points at 16,203. The S&P 500 is down 13 at 1,831, and the NASDAQ is down 40 at 4,202. Active stocks today include Nokia, which is down 76 cents at $6.94, and eBay, which is up 13 cents at $54.54. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is unchanged at $26.99, and Pepsi is down 62 cents at $82.23. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield down to 3.71%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 42 cents at $97.15. Gold is up $19.50 at $1,258.20, and silver is up 35 cents at $20.19. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 705, 805, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 243-7561. I'll tell you why. Kathy's just a perfect example of what happens down at Wells Fargo Advisors. They stay up on everything that's happening. They're your neighbors. They're involved in our community. They're people you want to talk to about what to do with your investments and what are your investments doing now? 243-7561. Trish.
57 degrees in downtown Reading.
Can you believe this? 57 degrees.
I know. It's January. My camellias are blooming. Sunny with a high near 71. North wind 16 to 20 miles an hour today with a high near 25 miles per hour. That ought to dry things out really well.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly clear with a low around 55 tonight. Sunny with a high near 71 tomorrow. Mostly clear, and the lowest it's going to get is about 42 over the weekend, and the high in the mid-70s, and windy and no rain in sight. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Well, they are now.
Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and service discounts. You can reach them at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, one of the things that we're going to be starting here in like 5 or 6 minutes, but REU is shutting, is short on personnel front page today, and they are sending out notices that they're putting all electrical design, planning and construction on hold for 6 months.
Reading Electric Utility.
And, because they are short people. They only got two people in it. And so what it says is, new projects dealing with electric design, services will be put on hold for 6 months.
With all the unemployment, they can't hire somebody to fill those positions?
Well, they're saying, it comes back, the paper said that, when they questioned Barry Tippin about what are you going to do about this? And he said, well, they're looking at, they're getting a employment agency looking at the Midwest. And, where there's people that they could bring out here. But they're also talking, of course, about, you know, raising of salaries and all these things at the same time that we're
having
problems.
Oh, because we can't hire anybody because we don't pay enough money in the North State, yada, yada.
But I think they also did, you know, Record Searchlight and, did a story, couple of weeks ago, and it said that everybody's having the same problem though. There's just not enough to go around. So, and when they compared our salaries with, one down in the Sacramento area, their city's 131,000, we're 91,000. I think we're pretty comparable to what they're getting down there, but, you know.
Well, look at the cost of living.
You know what? Let's talk about the cost of living someday, because show me where that is a lot lower than other places.
Well, for what?
Gas isn't?
Well, they keep telling us that the housing.
The housing, yes.
Is the huge issue. And you're right. The rest of it, because everything has to be trucked in up here.
Well, you know, living in larger cities for a lot of services that we paid through the nose for up here. I mean, just because there's not enough. Yeah. But you're right. Things have to be, and the other
and
thing.
And the bottom
too,
line is housing is the biggest component.
Housing is. It's the biggest thing you're going to buy. That's right. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back in with the, oh my gosh, it's Mardi Gras time. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda DeBott tonight, but Trish Clark is here with me.
Good morning.
And this portion of the show is, you know, and by the way, I saw in the paper today is that, you know, the North in California is like number one in the state for in smoking. So I'm happy to say is that this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go to Espresso Joe's, get great coffee, get it any way you want it, and then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And Tobacco and Brew pays tons of tax money to this city. Tons of tax money to this city. Just thought I'd let everybody know that. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and Joel and Shelley do a whole lot for our community. Okay, we're here with... I know, I have people walking out of here when I'm talking like that. Sherry Hoyer is here.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Mardi Gras.
2 days away. Oh, my gosh. We're getting down to the last little details. We've had our last meeting, and we are so excited for the community to come out and join us at the Civic Auditorium, 7 o'clock on Saturday night at the Civic Auditorium.
Linda and I will be there.
Yay!
And I'll be dealing blackjack, as usual.
Can't wait. You guys are... just icons with the whole event.
Well, and it's such a fun event. It gets the whole community involved, and it's, I look forward to it every year.
And now, okay, well, there's kings and queens.
Well,
there's nominees and there's a king and queen. Why do we do that? Why do y'all do that?
Oh, why do we do that? Wow. Well, we want to honor somebody in our community, or a couple, a man and a woman, a female and a male, that are making a difference in the lives of women and children. And this year's candidates are very worthy of this award. So I'm going to start with the kings and who we have today. We have Ken White, who's running for king, and he will tell you what he does in this community. After Ken will be Chris Gomez.
Okay.
And Michael Quinn is not here right now.
All right. Ken, you know, you've been on here several times before, and people probably know you in a different sense.
They do. I've been around Reading for, gosh, over 35 years now. Was on the Market Minute at Channel 7 years ago. Was actually on another radio station as a DJ in college. Spent time with the Good News Rescue Mission as their development director, and now I'm at One Safe Place, and I'm so thrilled to be representing them as part of this this friendly competition. Although Chris Gomes and I don't know, I'm getting ready to go negative. He's catching up, so I gotta do something here to mitigate that lead. But it's so great because Chris and everybody in the King and Queen Court and Sir Optimus International have been such great supporters of One Safe Place and helping abused families, and we're just so grateful for that. So thank you, and get out there and vote at SirOptimistReading.com.
There you go, and then you can pick out your you can vote once a day. Thanks a lot. Again, you can vote once a day, and for each one or just one?
Well, I probably
you can only vote once a day for the king and the queen, right?
Exactly, each one.
Even if you try from a different phone, you can't get in.
Oh boy! Well, there are ways.
Well, not if you're on the same IP.
There are ways. You can go to your laptop computer. You could go to your office computer. You can go to your
to the
laptop.
Library. Go to
the library. Yeah, grab somebody else's phone that's sitting next to you.
Do.
Yeah,
because you're on the same IP. Even if you can't take your iPad and your iPhone and your laptop, because it says, you already voted.
Yeah, because it knows your IP address.
Yes,
exactly. So it's a fun competition.
It is.
It's a good way to just advertise. And then, too, we're adding our different circles in our group. So that's fun. So do you want me to introduce the queens
and
now?
Bringing focus to some really good organizations.
We have Chris Gomez.
Chris, go ahead.
Who, you know, and a disclaimer here, I've known Chris for several years, and we have been together, we have been associated.
Hey, whatever gets me votes, okay?
Yeah, now you guys were talking about dancing a little while ago, so I don't know.
Don't cut out a third of the votes here, all right? Okay. I've seen you in a lot of fundraisers, and we've done the Dancing with the Stars, and a number of things. So, Chris, tell everybody who you are.
Well, I'm Chris Gomez. I work for Channel 7, News Channel 7. I've been in broadcast media for like 14 years, so I kind of been somehow in the public eye for that long. And I'm a member of I'm active in local theater like Riverfront Playhouse, and I'm a member of the Reading Improv Players. And so I try to do as much community involvement as I can. And I've been doing Dancing with the Stars, not only being one of the dancers, but I've also been the stage manager for like the last 5 years now, which is one of my favorite things to do. And I try to help out when I can. Like there's definitely when it comes to community involvement, some of the other candidates do a lot more. Like Ken's great. He does a lot compared to what I do. But you know, I'm younger. And well, I don't mean that in a negative way.
Say everything you believe here. This is talk radio.
Yeah. I'm younger. Just put it that way. No, after a while, the longer you do it, the more involvement you get. It's just it. And, you know, so I feel like I'm still hitting my stride, and, I'm hoping to have everyone vote for me. I've been feeling pretty good. I think last night, people probably think that we don't maybe pay attention to that. Trust me, I've been on that thing like all the time. The gap got closed.
You're voting for yourself.
Yeah. Of course. Why not?
Chris has $5 bills hanging out of his pocket right here, so he may get 3 or 4 votes before he leaves.
Exactly. Well, and the last night we closed the gap between Ken and I of 5%. So, you know, I'm watching Ken like no tomorrow, but it's a really friendly competition. And what's great is that the more we compete, the better it serves the Soroptimist. And so the more tickets we sell, the more people in the door. So, you know, the more votes we try to get people to do, it raises awareness. So I feel that, you know, this competition is really great for getting that word out there. And so the more I want to beat Ken White in a friendly competition, the better off we'll all be.
Well, I think so. Okay, Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and be introduced to the Queen candidates that are here. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station.
Apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
This is Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The perfect complement to that new firearm that you're getting for Christmas is a concealed carry class from NFI. These two-day classes cover everything you need to be a safe, responsible firearm user. This includes pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and a 5-hour range training session with our professional NRA-certified instruction team. Buy a gift certificate or register online. For more information, call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:25 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. Oh yeah, can't wait till it gets warm.
No, we need some rain.
Just you think. You know, today on the show, we're with our Mardi Gras people from Soroptimus, and then we're going to have our gun forum people in here, why we need a gun forum here up in the North State. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Jay Lund, who's going to be talking about inevitable changes in the water in California out of UC Davis. I think you're going to find that really interesting about there's going to be some species that not going to make the cut. Anyway, but let's go back to our Mardi Gras and Sherry Hoyer. Sherry, we've got our queens in here.
Oh, boy.
And they're very queenly looking.
They're very queenly. They've
Except really, they look like princesses.
Oh, because very sweet. Boy, he's a man. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for inviting us. I appreciate it. We're having a great time. We're getting excited. It's 2 days away. And you can still vote on www.soroptimusreading.com. But you can buy tickets from our King and Queen, and they get 5 votes for every ticket they sell.
Oh.
We have not said that yet, so I want to make sure you know. And we have another heated competition, and 2 of our Queen candidates are here. And I'll start with Jan Skibitis.
Hi, thank you so much.
Good
Love
morning.
Free Fire Radio.
Oh.
So I was thinking, I've done a lot of projects in the community, but I wanted to talk a little bit about why we do these projects in the community, why we volunteer to do this and spend a lot of time and effort and money and that sort of thing to get projects off the ground. One of the projects that was near and dear to my heart was Kids Kingdom in East Reading. If you've taken your kids or your grandkids, you'll know what a fabulous playground that was. That was actually started in my living room with 3 other women. We had seen a playground up in Oregon that was incredible. It's done as an old-fashioned barn raising. So it took us about 2.5 years to get the funding, working with the city. And we built Kids Kingdom in 5 days. That playground that you see, minus Fantasy Fountain, was built in 5 days. It was such a concerted effort to get this built, fun, crazy, whatever. And when we opened that park, we had sort of a ribbon that we cut, and the kids went to go ahead and use the playground. But I remember in particular, we had one little boy in a wheelchair, and when we designed the playground, we let the kids help design it. What he wanted to do was go all the way to the top of the tower in his wheelchair. And when we cut that ribbon, that little boy was front and center, and he took his wheelchair and went right up to the top of the tower. Why do we do it? Because I wanted a place in Reading where these kids could go and just have a magical moment, be kids, have fun, you know, do everything that kids need to do. I mean, it's hard enough today to be a kid. And also for parents to see their kids having fun. Eventually that evolved into Fantasy Fountain, which is that wonderful, fun water fountain that they have there. After we built it, we sold it back to the city for $1, and they maintained it. And I took my granddaughter the other day over there for the first time. She's 16 months, and I'll tell you what, it was unbelievable to have her see something that is going to be around for a long time. She had fun giggling, laughing, that sort of stuff. That's why we do these projects. And I hope everyone comes to Mardi Gras on Saturday night. It is such a great organization, Soroptimus, and just a great fun evening. This has been a fun competition with Mimi and Kim. And everybody get out there and vote at SoroptimusReading.com. And I appreciate your time and effort in this. And come up to me on Saturday night and say hi. I'd love to meet you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Okay.
Okay. And we still have Mimi Mosley.
Mimi.
She's back from her little rendezvous to Mexico.
Hey.
Oh.
Yeah, tough life.
Yeah, it was fabulous. I'm Mimi Mosley, and I own the Tasting Room, which is just next door here. And we are...
And it is, too.
It is. And we are so happy to be in Reading. We love this place. We tell people we're crazy in love with Reading. I'm on the Downtown Reading Business Association, the board for that. I'm really trying to help promote downtown Reading, but more than anything, my heart is for the girls and women who are caught up in sex trafficking, and I've worked closely with One Safe Place and the Voices element of One Safe Place in that arena, and it's just, you know, this is one great way to get the word out about what's going on, and, you know, the North State is affected by sex trafficking, and we just want to fight that as much as we can. So we're going to do a little special in the Tasting Room tonight and tomorrow night, that if you come in and buy a ticket, you get a $10 tasting for free.
Oh.
So you buy your ticket to Soroptimus, get a free glass of wine.
And vote for Sherry.
And
Mimi.
And vote Mimi. For Sherry. Yeah, well,
Mimi. Not Sherry. Mimi, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah, you
know, and Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight with who knows who she's got on. So yeah. She may just be funneling people over to drink wine. I can't imagine that. So.
Well, thanks for letting us come in. We appreciate it. And we'll see you at the Mardi Gras.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, last thing here, Sherry, about how do people get tickets, the Mardi Gras and everything.
You can go to Kubler's Furniture, Banner Real Estate, or Lulu's, or we'll still have some tickets at the door. It's a great evening. We have dinner. Don't even worry about that. There'll be taxis waiting outside if you need a ride home. There's dinner. Oh, Sean Gaffner is the best cook in Reading. I'm just going to say that. Okay. Out loud.
Chef.
He's a chef. Sorry, what am I saying? But it's a fabulous meal. Last year we sold out. He sold out of food.
Okay, that's what I thought. Good. Yeah, and it's a great time. I'm dancing and gambling and frivolity.
Yeah, and
lots,
we have
lots of frivolity.
Nice music and a great crowd. You see everybody that you need to see in Shasta County within those doors. It's a great visit time. Soroptimus has been doing it how long?
42 years.
Exactly. And Soroptimus is a great organization. I know you mentioned that the women trafficking thing, that's one of their big promotions to erase that. Just a great time to get together and give back to the community that's been so great to all of us.
We've had several shows on that concerning the trafficking, and we need to kind of push it back again because we're in the center of the pipeline north and south, and it goes east for sex trafficing.
And there's homes here. There's safe houses.
Yeah. There's safe houses here, and there's organizations here that actually go into brothels in Mexico and take people out of there. So, I mean, they're a very courageous group, unarmed going in there. So, okay, Mardi Gras, and it's going to be a great time. We'll, you know, so get your tickets, and join us down there. Linda and I are going to roll in there at some point. I don't know when we'll roll out, but,
well, come to my table and donate, because I like to take your money.
That's right. And then we call Yellow Cab right after that. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We have a forum on guns, and we'll be right back.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or give us a call at 800-390-8054 and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate.
Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, and it's 6 p.m., and she's going to have a happy day here.
And this is a good Thursday morning.
Oh, it's a great Thursday.
The weather is like March and April, but 57 degrees.
My gosh. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Orchard Nutrition. You know, they are the North State's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, you know, organic foods, raw foods, foods in bulk. And they will help you with any choices you're making. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Not only that, they're the home of Amazing Foods for Life. It started with Vicky, Joe's daughter out of there, and is sweeping through California and is, you know, is working its way nationwide. And it is a, you know, it's a gluten-free, and you can just, you know, cook for your kids, cook for your family. It was made to, you know, under the auspices is that we need tasty gluten-free types of foods, and you have them right there. But Orchard Nutrition has classes on healthy eating, nutrition, and all of that, and they're located at 221 Locust Street, right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center in that area. Give them a call, 244-9141. You know what? Orchard Nutrition supports our community, and they support it in a very, very healthy manner. So head on down there. Okay, there's another announcement I have here, but, you know, instead of doing it, it's going to be a forum on guns and their place in society is being held on this Saturday, January 25th at the Pilgrim Congregational Church on Foothill Boulevard, and it begins at 12:30. And in the studio is Christine Mitchell, who heads up the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy.
That's right.
And also John Ertl, who is in here and I'm not sure, are you in that one, or are you?
I am also a proud member of the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy.
A board member.
And the Shasta, Tehama Trinity County Chapter of American Civil Liberties, ACLU, yes, is also putting this on. And we have on the phone with us Amanda Wilcox from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Amanda.
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, great. Hey, this is, when we saw this, this is something that, this is interesting to a lot of people. But Christine, are you the one behind this?
Well, I came up with the idea and then I got a lot of people to help. It's a lot of people interested, and, you know, we feel, as everyone knows, there's an awful lot of Americans being killed with guns, and we just think we should have a community talk about it, bring both sides in, ask questions, see what kind of ideas we might get.
Well, you know what, and let's talk about that. We have Bruce Ross from the Record Searchlight.
Yes.
The editorial page guy. And I like Bruce. Bruce and I have just, we've been emailing each other lately about his choice of headlines. And panelists will include Patrick Jones. Patrick is a well-known conservative guy who's, you know, with Jones Fort Gun Shop.
That's right.
Tom Basenko, who is a strong Second Amendment rights kind of guy. And Donnell Ewert of the county's Health and Human Services Agency, which I think is a good choice there.
Yes.
And then Amanda is joining also from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. So, I mean, I think you've got
this
a pretty good...
This makes up the panel.
That's the panel that's going to do it. And everybody's invited to this. But this seems like a good panel
to put together here.
And what's the format going to be like for the meeting?
Well, we're going to let each panelist will have an opening statement. Then we'll have four questions.
Are these questions hidden?
No. Well, I can give you a hint. And the panelists know what they
are. Okay, the panelists know. Yes. Okay, that's what I meant. Yes. Okay, they've had a chance to prepare.
About a month ago, we gave them the questions.
And you're going to ask each one of the panelists questions?
The same questions. And then they'll have a closing statement. And then we will have 4x6 cards we'll hand out to the audience so they can write questions for the panelists. And Bruce will ask the questions because, as we know, people tend to get
emotional.
They confuse
whether they're making a statement or whether they're asking a question.
That's right.
This is an emotional issue.
Yes. So we thought using the cards would work out real well. We're going to have refreshments, coffee, and we'd love to have everybody from the community here.
If you have your concealed carry, you're allowed to carry in it, right?
We're asking that people don't. I mean, it is a church.
Just kidding. Hey, look, you know, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to come back to Amanda. And Amanda's calling in today, and she's making a trip out here, right?
Yes, from Sacramento.
And so I want to get Amanda in here and get her thoughts on this, on this forum, first of all, and what she would like to see happen from this. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
You know what? You're always so bright and cheerful here.
Well, you know, this is just a great community to talk about all the issues.
Everything.
And I love the variety that we do with this show. I think the North State's really, you know, we're really bringing a good service by talking about all of these things.
I think so.
I mean, high topic issues that are really in the forefront of everybody's conversation. I mean, what can that be than more than guns and the Second Amendment?
We're talking about a forum on guns and their place in society. It's going to be held on Saturday, January 26th. In fact, this Saturday. 25th. At my age, if I don't hold this at exact the right spot. At the Pilgrim Congregational Church on Foothill Boulevard. Begins at 12:30, and it's going to be a group of panelists. And one of the panelists is Amanda Wilcox from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. And she's on the line. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Amanda, this is really gun-friendly territory up here in the North State, as you probably know. What do you want to obtain here, or what do you want to see happen here in this forum?
Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
And just to clarify, though I do serve as a volunteer legislative advocate on gun violence prevention in Sacramento.
Okay.
I'm from Nevada County, which is also a rural county. Many strong feelings about gun ownership in my community, so I'm familiar with that. And what I have found in the past is when I have a dialogue with people, we often find we have more in common than we realized. And I am hopeful that that will happen on Saturday once we get past the rhetoric and into the details and what our goals are. I think it's a given. Most people want to reduce violence, all forms of violence and gun violence. I think there's certainly different ideas on how we can accomplish that. But I think people will find it informative, and much of what I have will make sense. Will make sense to them.
Okay, I just saw statistics. In fact, just yesterday, came across my desk that gun violence has dropped dramatically since the '90s, all the way up until now. It was very dramatic in the '90s, and then started dropping again around 2006. And for the amount of people killed and injured. So,
and that is true. And if you look at the California statistics with the national statistics. The firearm homicide rate has had a 56% drop since 1990, a far greater decline than what has happened in the rest of the nation. California does have the strictest gun laws in the nation. If you look at a graph of when firearm deaths started to fall, it was after the Brady background check was passed nationally in 1993. So there are other contributing factors, I believe. Community policing strategies change, but the background check law was passed in 1993, and that's when the decline began.
Well, you know, I'm not here to get into a debate, because I think this is going to be great on Saturday, January 25th. I appreciate you being up here, of course, and I think that we need to have debates about public safety and the different issues like this. You know, Christine, the people you've selected here, with Patrick Jones and Tom Basinko and Donnell and Amanda, how did you come up with that? I mean, did you say, well, these are the people that are articulate and can express themselves? And
well, we looked at both sides and thought we would get a good representation of both sides. And other people came up with names, other members of our group, other people we know.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that's
the way it happened. Huh?
Well, and I think, let me just jump in.
Sure.
And say, because I have to concur with something that Amanda said, because I think all of us across the spectrum are concerned about violence and certainly want to do anything we can do to cut down the violence in our communities, in our homes, you know, across the spectrum. Having said that, I think the way we want to go about it and how what we think the cure is where the difference is.
And where can we meet? We need to find the places we can agree, you know, and that's what we hope to have, a rational, it's not a debate, more of a discussion of opposite ideas.
Civility discussion.
Yes, yes.
You know, Amanda, The Brady, you know, the Brady campaign to prevent violence, gun violence, does it advocate taking away everybody's pistols?
No, the Brady campaign has never advocated for a ban on firearms. Our goal is to reduce gun violence by keeping firearms out of dangerous hands.
Well,
so there are certain classes of people who, based on their behavior, such as having committed a violent felony, or condition, such as severe mental illness, who are at risk of violence. And so our goal is to limit access to firearms for those people at risk. In Shasta County, where that is relevant, many people may be surprised to learn this, is in the area of suicide. Just like Nevada County, the suicide rate is twice the national average. And I think Shasta County, to bring down its gun death rate, is going to look at suicide prevention strategies such as safe storage of firearms. We do not advocate for a ban on firearms. The Brady campaign does not. We couldn't even if we wanted to, based on recent decisions by the U.S. Supreme Court. But the goal is to reduce gun violence by keeping weapons out of dangerous hands. And I believe there's broad consensus around that.
Well, I think that, I think, Amanda, that there is. You know, you want to keep, you know, felons out. But there's already those laws out there. Those laws are saying that felons can't get it. People on, that have got, restricted, you know, from, being around other people. I can't think of the word right now, but
Restraining orders.
There's a lot of different things, but those laws are already on the books that says you can't do that, that they can't have weapons. And how does restricting, say, my right to buy a semi-automatic rifle after with nothing on my record, nothing on my wife's record, you know, nothing in my kids' record, anything, I mean, not even a traffic ticket, and 30 years in the Marine Corps, should I be restricted?
Well, we are not, if you have not had any of those behaviors or conditions, we're not limiting your right to purchase a firearm. So you're right, those laws are on the books. In California they are, and as I mentioned earlier, our gun death rate has fallen more than the nation as a whole. Yet our firearm sales are very high right now. So we are not stopping law-abiding, sane gun owners from purchasing firearms. We're making sure the wrong people, we're doing a better job of making sure the wrong people do not get firearms in our state. Nationally, yes, it's the law, a felon can't have a gun, but that law is not enforceable if 40% of gun sales have no background check. There's such big loopholes in the background check law nationally that a prohibited person can still easily purchase a firearm.
Okay. And there's, I'm sure that Patrick Jones and Tom Bosinka will have statistics on that one too. Like I said, you know, that the piece of paper or the notices that information came across my desk addressed all of that, and it was really quite interesting because it was a government study. But Amanda, I'm really happy that you're coming up here because it sounds like you're one of the you're the right person to represent the Brady campaign. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And then, you know, we'll get John in this and Trish. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh, yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people that were honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us. Or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Gosh, you know what? I'm just not organized here at all today because I've been progressed here. Christine Mitchell and John Erdl are here from I'll get it here. It's the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy. We also, because we're talking about the forum on guns and their place in society, that's going to take place Saturday, but also taking place Saturday at the Anderson VFW Hall is going to be a spaghetti feed to raise funds for the Honor Guard at the, that has helped in over 175 funerals out at IGO. It's only $5 a plate. Starts at 4 p.m. So you can go to the forum and then run down to Anderson and do that too. Christine and John, this forum that was put together, and it's going to be the forum. We'll have Patrick Jones, well-known conservative and obviously a Second Amendment proponent. Tom Basinkle, Second Amendment proponent, but our sheriff. Donnell Ewert of the County's Health and Human Services Agency and Amanda Wilcox from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence will be there. What do you want from this, John?
I want a rational discussion, which I'm sure that we're going to have. And also I want people to really think about, why do you need a weapon? Are you buying it for personal protection? Are you buying it because your neighbor says you have to have one or you should have one or you're scared of President Obama taking away your weapons? Do you feel somehow that increases your manlyhood if you've got a weapon? What are the reasons you're going to buy a weapon?
Why do I need a reason to buy a weapon?
I would say that for every time you do something, there's a reason you do it. None of us go out and take such a huge step like buying a weapon without a reason for it. Would you go out and buy a car if you didn't have a reason for wanting to buy a car? Would you buy a house if you didn't have a reason for buying a house?
What if you just wanted to have a new type of gun?
Well, and we
that's a good reason. I mean, okay, here, let me give you an example of it. I've got a 45. All right. So the 45 is great. I love that 45, but I also like that 380, just smaller and carrying concealed and all that. But I like that. And then I see a new gun that I don't have, that I thought, well, you know what? I think I'd like to have that in my inventory, my collection, my box of tools. So I buy that. I mean, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. But again, I would ask for people who first have a gun, why do you want a gun? Do you want it for personal protection? I understand that. But ultimately, and I had mentioned this the other day, when I was in the Army, one of the first things they taught us was, if you have a weapon, you have to be prepared to use it.
Absolutely.
And how many people are psychologically ready when they have a weapon on them to actually use the weapon? How many of them are, they're not going to wound the person because they were told never to wound, to shoot to kill? How many people in this community are ready to actually take that step?
Well, hopefully if they go by statistics, it'll be two lifetimes before you'd ever have to do that. But let me go back into the training aspect of it. But this still goes back to the idea, though, is what their reasoning behind it could be anything. It could be they just want to have a new rifle, or they like to shoot and target shoot anything. I mean, it's not a big thing, but we're running out of time, Trish.
Well, just to say one thing, I mean, you can compare it to a lot of other things. Some of us like to own jewelry. We only have 10 fingers, but I have way more than 10 rings. I want to wear a different one at a different time. Handguns can be the same thing, as Carl said. You know, I've got a .22 Bearcat, and I've got a small Glock, and I've got a .380 Auto, and I've got a .38, and I all the time see somebody else that's got a handgun, or I shoot somebody else's handgun, and I think, wow, that feels really good in my hand, and I really like that. And some of us just like to go out and shoot guns. I don't think, I mean, the Second Amendment, it says that I have the right to have a gun, and I don't have to have a reason to purchase another one.
The Second Amendment actually says it's for a well-regulated militia.
Well, I tell you what, this is a great debate. And I tell you what we're going to do is after your forum here, maybe we can have another one and we'll do it down in a bigger area. We can bring people in and we'll just do the whole show from that area and do this.
Oh,
so we can put it
wonderful.
Out. I would like to do that. So I'm inviting you all for that. And then after you have your first forum, we'll do another one down at Tobacco and Brewer Place. We can get a lot of people in there and we'll just broadcast from there and do this show one more time. And Amanda, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And so when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jay Lund. We're going to be talking in Inevitable, what's happening to water in California. I think you're going to like this one. We'll be back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A measure of the economy's overall health rose modestly in December. More on that from SRN's Jeremy House.
The Conference Board says its index of leading indicators inched up 0.1% last month, suggesting that growth will remain steady during the early part of 2014. December's figure is down from a 1% gain in November, the month after a partial 16-day shutdown of the federal government. The index is designed to signal economic conditions over the next 3 to 6 months.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, the sale of existing homes edged up slightly in December. The National Association of Realtors says sales increased 1% to an annual rate of 4.87 million units. Both November and December represented a slower pace of sales than earlier in the year in 2013. House Speaker John Boehner says he'll support an emergency drought relief bill to help farmers through what's certain to be a devastating year in California.
When you look at what's been going on here in California, and you come from my part of the world, you just shake your head and wonder what kind of nonsense does the bureaucracy do out here.
Governor Jerry Brown last week declared a drought in California. The parents of Olympic athletes are sounding a defiant tone amid threats of terrorist attacks at the upcoming Winter Games in Sochi, Russia. Eddie Myers is the father of U.S. Olympic bobsledder Elena Myers.
What we think is the risk is for folks like myself, like folks like us that will be attending the games.
The United Nations taking a day to see if there is enough common ground between Syria, the president there, and his government, and the opposition to talk directly tomorrow. Syria's UN representative Bashar al-Jafiri says he understands the U.S. is trying to put pressure on Aleppo-based anti-government fighters.
We are waiting for the Americans to get an answer from these armed groups operating in Aleppo.
Peace talks charting a path out of Syria's civil war got off to a rocky start. This is SRN News.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life. And hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith or call 888-314-0040. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now, so call 888-314-0040.
For the first time under new proposed guidelines, child car seats would have to protect children from death and injury inside impact crashes. Officials hope they could save 5 children's lives a year. A federal agency says a second, less toxic chemical was released during that big spill that contaminated the water supply for 300,000 West Virginians. The CDC's Dr. Vikas Kapil says the coal cleaning agent that spilled into the Elk River was more concerned because it was more toxic.
What we do have available to us suggests that the reported toxicity
of this material is actually lower than the toxicity of MCHM itself.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a storage tank that leaked the coal cleaning chemical also contained that mixture of polyglycol ethers, or PPH, as it's known among scientists. Information on PPH's toxicity is limited, but the CDC statement says it appears to be much lower than that of the primary chemical that did leak. This is SRN News. President Obama is targeting the epidemic of college sexual assaults in America.
A new White House report finds rape on college campuses is a serious problem, with one in five female students assaulted.
It's totally unacceptable.
The president signed a memo creating a new task force to work with colleges and universities
to help them come up with better ways to prevent and respond to sexual assault on their campuses.
That report from SRN's Greg Clugston at the White House. Part of the Keystone XL pipeline is already up and running.
It's the Texas stretch of the proposed cross-border pipeline. TransCanada says it's delivering crude through the Gulf Coast portion of the proposed line, which would transport oil from Canada's oil sands to Houston-area refineries. The cross-border section requires President Obama's approval, and he has yet to make a decision on the project.
That report from SRN's Rich Thomas, and more details at srnnews.com. And from Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Of course, so Trish Clark is here. It's Thursday.
Yes, great.
Trish,
good
is
morning.
My girl. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 8:06 in the morning. And it is the 23rd of January. 2014. Wow. Hey, let's start with our market minute and Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 185 points at 16,188. The S&P 500 is down 17 at 1827, and the NASDAQ is down 44 at 4198. Active stocks this morning include Nokia, which is down 66 cents at $7.03, and Bank of America down 33 cents at $16.82. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 4 cents at $24.60, and XO Group is down 39 cents at $13.89. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 2.80%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 42 cents at $97.15. Gold is up $23.70 at $1,262.40, and silver is up 33 cents at $20.17. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. You can talk to our Wells Fargo advisors at 243-7561. They're great. You know what? They are located right here. They are neighbors. They are involved in our community. They have a lot to do with the success of our community and with your success. So give them a call at 243-7561. Weather.
It's 56 degrees now in downtown Reading. Sunny with a high near 71. High winds, north wind 16 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 this afternoon. Mostly clear with a low around 55 and wind continuing. Sunny with a high near 71 on Friday, 72 on Saturday, and 75 on Sunday. Low around 42 over these evenings. No rain in sight. Looks like it's just going to stay hot and dry.
Oh boy, hot and dry.
Hot and dry. And the weather is brought to us at by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, and that's certainly true now. They give veterans and senior discounts. They're locally owned and operated, and you can reach them at 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. You know what? Even when it's hot though, you like to sleep. You need to sleep.
Absolutely.
At least it gets a little bit cooler at night. And I tell you what, my sleep number is 30. I've taken it down a little bit. You know,
well, I'm back up to 55.
Yeah, well, you know what? There you go. You're much tougher than I am. It depends, I think, on how you sleep and what you've been doing during the day. But I think that 30, where 30 was kind of cool, I think I'm going to take it back up to probably 35 or 40 because the dual air technology allows Linda to have a, you know, hers is 45 and mine's 30, 35. It allows us to have our own firmness in our bed.
And change it according to how you've been working out that day, or are you just a little sleepier that night, or whatever, you can change it.
You know, and we both sleep better, and we've been talking about this since we've gotten our sleep number bed, and it's absolutely true. And you know, just some, you know, things that we've found out that 9 out of 10 couples can't agree on firmness of beds and mattresses. So.
And we've been trying to do that without being able to adjust separate sides forever.
That's right. And this is that by the time you've had your 20th anniversary with your partner, you've spent 6 to 7 years in bed.
That's okay. You know, and I've had my bed for over 20 years. Well, my sleep number bed.
Know, made in America, guaranteed. And right now, Queen mattresses are starting at just $699, and you can take advantage of a 48-month special financing on select sleep number beds with approved credit in February 2nd. You need to see the store for details. Of course, the store is in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there and talk to the sleep number professionals. They'll show you what your sleep number is. They've got tremendous amount of different styles for everybody, and I promise you that you will sleep better. It's been clinically proven to help back pain and to improve sleep. Sleep number. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jay Lund.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are starting to give up on winter and water. Sure hope we see some in the near future. A lot of our friends and neighbors are depending on it. We just got another load of tractor hydraulic oil in, so if you need a half gallon or a 55 gallon barrel, come on by and let us fill up your cans. Johnny has a few more used kerosene heaters took in on trade, so give him a holler and he'll fix you right up. If you need to spray your deck or fences, we have log and shake oil. If you have a portable heater, we have the Clear Pearl ready to go also. Gary's been filling 5-gallon propane bottles. We just got a batch of new ones in. This February, 6th, 7th, and 8th is the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Be sure to put it on your calendar, free to the public. Lots to see. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott now. Of course, Linda's got her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott, so Trish Clark is here with me today.
Good morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I can't say enough about them. You know, they came in and gave us a tankless water heater, and Linda almost scalded herself the other night because the water's hot for the first time in the bath in years. I can't say enough about the way they work on heating and cooling systems. So, you know, maybe you don't need your heater as much now with the weather the way it is and in the drought, and we're going to be talking about that in a second. But I tell you what, you may need your air conditioning this summer to clear out the hot air and the smoke. So give Alliance Heating and Air a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Our guest today, Dr. Jalen, is, I saw an article that came through here, and it was called Resistance is Futile, Inevitable Changes to Water Management in California, authored by Dr. Lund. And I called him, and he happily agreed to be on the show. So welcome to Free Fire Radio, Dr. Lund.
Oh, thank you.
It just seemed like, you know, it's kind of like all kind of worked out. It's apropos here, but the governor yesterday said that he's looking at there may be water restrictions because of everything that's happening with the drought and all that. You agree?
Well, we're having a very severe drought so far. We've just come out of the driest calendar year of record in 150 years. The forecast doesn't have any rain at all that I can see until sometime in February. We only have a couple of months left of the rainy season, if that's the case, and maybe it won't be. If it's as rainy in the next couple of months as it's been the last couple of months, we will have by far the drought of record.
The drought of record. Well, you know, one of the things I've been reading is Cadillac Desert, and the author in this talks about how this is a great desert out here and that we have tried to take it back by indigenous use of water to try and keep growing things and keep it green.
Well, that's true. We live in a very dry place. It's not quite a desert. Some parts of California are a desert, but certainly not the Sacramento Valley. Sacramento Valley is what they call semi-arid, which means it's sort of halfway to being a desert.
You're seeing that, I know that you work, can you tell us a little bit about your work down at UC Davis on this? And I know this is the Cal Water blog that was the information came out of, but can you tell us a little bit about what you do down there?
I'm a professor here in civil and environmental engineering, and we have a lot of other professors here and a lot of great students that work on water problems. And, in your profession, you always want to work on good problems, and certainly California has a lot of good water problems to work on.
A lot of good water problems to work on?
Well, right. You know, you want to have good problems to work on in life, and we certainly have them in California, and we're fortunate that the people of California pay for the University of California and for us to work on these kind of things. And hopefully we try to be helpful and give students great education.
The article that caught my attention was resistance is futile. It's inevitable. Resistance is futile. Changes in water policy in California. What would you say the biggest change is going to be in the coming years, Doctor?
Well, I think we have 10 of them listed there.
Yes.
And I think it will vary. The biggest change will be depending upon where you are in this very large state. But I think there's some fairly big changes for almost every part of the state. And probably that's the biggest message, that we are often thinking about how water problems of California are gridlocked and so controversial. How can we ever make any kind of changes and make any kind of improvements? But if you look at it historically, people have always argued about water in California in a very similar way. It's always been very controversial. People have always said, oh, we have to change, but we can't change. And we've always changed. So if you look at it in a little longer historical lens, you'll see that we've always made very big changes in California over historical periods, largely driven by the way the economy has changed. Certainly, if you go from the time of the mining era to today, water management has changed completely.
And how does that happen? Well, I mean, when you say water management has changed completely, it used to be as you know, in things that I've read, is that, you know, water was there, it must be used, and all that. So, and that's changed dramatically, it appears.
Well, I think we have a fairly similar philosophy in terms of wanting to use water for the, you know, to get the most out of it, certainly as a broad society. But what we mean by get the most out of it is very different. At the very beginning of European settlement of California, getting the most out of it was mostly for mining. And we had to completely change our form of water law and water management to allow that to happen. And then as the mining economy sort of, well, we finished mining most of the gold, and we found that we really wanted most of that water for agriculture, that was the next big economic source for the state of California. We very quickly had a lot of controversy about, okay, how can we keep the mining operations from basically spewing so much sediment out from the hydraulic mining that it would interfere with the agriculture in the Sacramento Valley. And we, you know, by the 1880s, had some court judgments and some legislation that basically ended gold mining and allowed agriculture to flourish.
Okay. My guest is Dr. Jay Lund, University of California, Davis. We're talking about an article he and his fellow professors added to, I think, but primarily Dr. Lund, on resistance is futile, about the changes in water here. It's inevitable in California. And we're just talking about the changes right now. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Lund.
Folks, I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm here, of course, it's Thursday with Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Lincoln Dodge, Dodge Ram, Ford, Honda, Nissan dealership. Huge and able to make great deals with their customers, with your own neighbors, making those deals for you. If you want to need a new car, truck, or SUV, or a previously owned one, right there at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177. Our guest, Dr. Jay Lund, UC Davis. We're talking about change is an inevitable, resistance is futile, about water and water in the future. Welcome back, Dr. Lund.
Thank you.
And Dr. Lund, this is Trish Clark. I've been involved on the fringe of this water issue in the state of California for many, many years. One of the things we have always supported up here in the North State is the need for additional storage, off-site storage, that because we go through historical areas, not obviously not now, where we get an abundance of rain, and many times it rains so much up here that the lakes get full and we end up pushing water down the Sacramento River and flooding out a lot of areas below us in the process of doing that. And we've always maintained that we had a site out on Cottonwood Creek. There's another one down the valley a little further around Willows and that area where we could have off-site storage. Can you kind of address that, and is there any hope that we're ever going to be able to do that?
Well, if you look at the development of water storage, surface water storage in California over the decades, we had went for many years, many decades, without really building large surface storage reservoirs. And it wasn't until really the 1920s when the cities of San Francisco and Oakland and Los Angeles, which got started maybe a decade or so before, building large aqueducts and water storage, big reservoirs up in the Sierras to bring water to their sort of growing cities. Within a few decades of that, some of the irrigation districts in the San Joaquin Valley were building storage to capture some of those winter flows, as you mentioned, and use it for irrigation in the summertime. In the Sacramento Valley, we didn't really have a lot of storage until the big Central Valley and State Water Projects came in the 1940s at the earliest, 1950s, 60s, 70s. And since then, we've had some, you know, pretty sizable storage facilities in the Sacramento Valley. The Sacramento Valley is the biggest source of water in the whole state, and it has most of the surface storage there.
And explain to our listeners the Sacramento Valley and what area that encompasses.
Sacramento Valley, it comes basically upstream of Shasta Dam all the way down to the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, downstream of Sacramento. So it's a pretty big place.
And the major storage facility, just for our listeners, is actually Shasta Lake. That's right here.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's the biggest in the state for a bit.
They're talking about raising the dam 18 feet.
In the last decade or so, as you mentioned, off-stream storage has become popular because most of the on-stream locations that are suitable for dams already have dams on them. You know, people are pretty smart, and so the first place you try to build dams are the places where it's cheapest to build one and you have the most economies of scale and you'll get the most water out of it. So most of the really good locations for dams in California already have dams on them.
Well, and unfortunately, then the dams become controversial because of all the fish issues and all of the things that go along with that. Those of us who have supported the off-site storage have also supported not trying to make it a fishing hole and not trying to make it a boat lake and not trying to use it for recreation, because those are the issues we get into when we try to draw down the Sacramento River Shasta Lake or Whiskeytown Lake, is because now you've built up this whole recreation around them, and so the recreation users are in front of your face and telling you can't draw it down because you're killing the economy, all those things. So the off-site storage in these areas where you simply pump it over there during the rainy seasons when we do have an influx of rain and then pump it back out when you need it for irrigation seems to just make a lot of real good common sense.
And off-stream storage is what's being mostly the new kind of storage, surface storage that's being built in the last 20, 30 years has been off-stream. Southern California has a big east side reservoir, 800,000 acre foot that they've built. Los Vaqueros in Contra Costa County, I think it's about 160,000 acre feet now. And then a lot of the proposals today for Sites Reservoir up near Redding is is about 2 million acre foot off-stream storage. And you're right, what you rely on is trying to pick up any extra water that you can during the wintertime, and you try to pump that in. And another reason for doing it in the wintertime, not only is there more water available, but it's cheaper to pump. The energy costs are cheaper during the wintertime.
Exactly.
To try to fill it up.
And if they're appropriately
during the summer.
Yeah, and if they're appropriately built and engineered, you can get in the summertime you can get them to flow without a lot of pumping.
Well, that's right. You'll get them to drain without pumping, and you might even be able to generate a little bit of electricity. If you go further south to San Luis Reservoir, it's about 2 million acre foot of storage. It's probably the biggest off-stream storage in the state. They pump it. They have the same turbine runs one way as a pump and runs the other way as a turbine to generate hydropower.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to take a break a couple minutes early here. Dr. Jay Lund is our guest. When we come back, Doctor, I want to talk about two things in there. One's kind of positive that urban areas will use less water, but that some native species will become unsustainable in the wild.
And we also want to touch on reusing wastewater.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. And, Charles, hang on. We'll get to your questions in a minute. We'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m., 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time. Build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trish, I wish I had the problems you had. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:32 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com worldwide, of course. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue and our friends there. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Our guest is Dr. Jay Lund from UC Davis. We're talking about resistance is futile, the inevitable changes to water in California. And so far, the good doctor is making a great case. But let's go to the phone lines. Charles, you have a question. You had a question about the deltas.
Yeah, the Bay Delta Conservation Plan, which is really a marketing, you know, scheme to try to sell people on the idea of the Twin Tunnels project, which is another link in a long chain of different projects designed to plunder us of our water and send it down
the peripheral
down
canal
south, doing to Lake Shasta what the L.A. Aqueduct did to Lake Owens.
Hey, Charles, you have a question? I realize
and,
this is a political statement here.
I want to know
here.
What the doctor thinks of the peripheral canal / twin tunnels project and all that business.
Okay, Charles, thank you. Dr. Lund, did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think that the proposal is likely to increase the amount of water that is taken out of the Delta. Certainly relative to what we've seen in the last decade or so, the total capacity to move water south of the Delta is about 15,000 cubic feet per second. So it's a lot of capacity that already exists. What the current proposal would do is change where the intake for that water comes from. And the current proposal is for 9,000 cubic feet per second of capacity to move to the northern part of the Delta instead of in the southern part of the Delta. Since the original Central Valley Project export pumps were built in the south of the Delta in the 1950s, there's been a terrible problem for fish with the flows inside of the Delta going backwards, essentially, running the river backwards in the South Delta. And this, from an environmental perspective, the intent is to try to avoid some of that problem. It also would improve the drinking water quality for the urban water users and reduce the salt contamination going down into the southern part of the Sacramento Valley, or into the San Joaquin Valley. So there's a lot of different reasons why people are considering doing this. Certainly it's quite a large expense for the water users that would pay for it. But it's really not meant to increase the total amount of water exports. It's a very big difference, I think, in that way from the original peripheral canal proposal in the 1980s. So it's a very different kind of proposal. It has some good things and some bad things to be said about it. I don't see it as being the kind of effort as the 1980 proposal to basically increase water exports. As I say in the essay, I don't see that there's only one way that water exports from the Delta are going to go, and that's down. I don't see them increasing at all in the future.
Yeah, I've noticed that in there. You had a number of statements in here that I think that people will. We'll give out the address so people can read these. But you said urban areas are going to be using less water per capita, reuse more wastewater, and capture more stormwater. Forced into this, is that right?
Well, I think they're forced into it, but the economics are favorable for that. If you go down to San Diego, the wholesale cost of water down there is about $900 or $1,000 an acre foot. You know, That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money for an acre foot of water.
Right. You know, so they have a real economic incentive to use as little water as possible.
Well, and the price gets up that high. I'm amazed at that figure. I've forgotten right now what it is up here, but it's...
We've raised our prices, though. We raised our prices 7 or 8% here this year. I'm not sure if it was the water or the delivery of this,
Dr. Lund, up in the North State, an acre foot of water in the North State, I'm thinking it's, am I off to say $100?
Gosh, you know what? I should know that, but I don't.
Well, it depends on whether it's what kind of water you're getting. Normally, in a lot of places, the cost of pumping groundwater is about $50 an acre foot or something like that.
Yeah. Well, okay. See, and that's basically what we're using here in the Redding area water basin.
So,
but for your municipal supply, you'll also have to pay for treatment and distribution, and that's,
I think that's where our prices
area,
went up.
That's probably most of the cost.
Yeah, that's where we went up.
Nowhere near $1,000 an acre foot.
No. But one of the things you said here about the urban areas using less water, I've noticed in certain areas I've lived, people capture water as much as they can. They recycle water. They've got gray water. They've got, that they reuse that. The system is going to have to start doing that because we are running out of water.
That's right.
Wastewater.
Right, but it's expensive to do this. You know, none of these things are cheap. So we're always facing a balance of, okay, what's economical to do, and how much does it give us for the cost? The same thing for storage, same thing for wastewater reuse, same thing for conservation. everybody really needs to think about these things fairly carefully. And a lot of the water managers in the state, the local and statewide and regional water managers are trying to always pencil these things out as to what's the best way to use the revenues from the customers.
When they treat the wastewater in most of our sewer plants up here, after it's treated, it goes into the Sacramento River in
right.
several of our plants. They indicate to me that that water at that point is could be used for golf courses, for agriculture, for all kinds of things.
And that's usually the case.
Without any greater expense.
That's right.
Or very little.
That's right. And when you put the wastewater from Redding into the Sacramento River, some of it's going to go down to Sacramento and get pulled out by the metropolitan area around Sacramento, and it's going to be used for drinking water and for golf courses and people's lawns, and some of that water will also go further into the Delta, and it'll be pulled out and used on people's farms further south, and then some of it's going to go all the way to San Diego, where they're going to charge $1,000 an acre foot for it.
You know, one of the things you said in your article here is some native species will become unsustainable in the wild, despite protective efforts. The way I read that is that, you know, we've got to start making there'll be some decisions made that which ones are going to live.
Well, I think it's unavoidable that we're going to have some very difficult situations that we don't like to see, you know, where a species is sort of up against the wall, and it would be incredibly costly or just impossible, no matter how much money we threw at it, to keep it alive in the wild. And those are going to be difficult decisions, and we should start thinking about and talking about how we feel about going after those problems and how we should address it as a society.
Do you have an indication of what some of those species might be? That?
Well, I think... I'm not a biologist, so I don't want to, you know, finger any particular species. But I think when you look at the warming climate that we're very definitely seeing the last few decades, some of the fish and some of the plants and birds have a very narrow temperature range that they can survive in. And if it becomes too warm for that range, and they can't evolve fast enough to get out of it, then they'll basically be going extinct in that part of California.
I noticed the photo that you have with the article was a Delta smelt, which seems that it's the Delta smelt has had a lot to do with a lot of things going on in California.
Well, the Delta smelt also has a fairly narrow temperature range, and as the region gets warmer, we might find that it cannot survive in the wild. Just because of the temperature changes, not having anything to do with the water management.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Dr. Jay Lund, who is with UC Davis and has written this article, Resistance is Futile, about changes in the California water supply system. This is what we've been talking about. And I find this extremely interesting because these are facts that we're going to have to be facing here in the very near future. We'll be right back.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 27th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Haleakala Walnut Shelling, Curtis and Elizabeth Wyton, Florence Hungerford, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Bar and Mudford, and this radio station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found a business we could trust, no games, just people who are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us, or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. It's 8:45 in the morning. 56 degrees. It's going to be beautiful again. No water coming down. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. And 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, they have all, there's no ammo shortage over at Bastiani Arms. Head on over there. They've got it all. Plus a huge selection of guns and, hunting equipment, reloading, holsters, targets, optics, you name it. Bastiani Arms has it. They're your local gun shop that can, with great gunsmiths there. So head on by 2539 Larkspur or give them a call at 222-8222. Our guest today is Dr. Jay Lund, who is written a treatise here or a paper about the changes in water in California. Resistance is futile. It's inevitable. The changes. Welcome back, Dr. Lund.
Thank you.
And thanks a lot for being with us today and taking the time. I know that you're busy, you're traveling a lot. One of the things I also saw in your paper was that the groundwater, and I have read this before, in many agricultural areas will be increasingly contaminated by nitrates. Can you comment on that?
One of the things that's made agriculture in the world, you know, that's kept a lot of people from starving has been the growing use of nitrogen fertilizers. And the chemical engineering that really started in the 1930s or so that allowed us to economically take nitrogen out of the atmosphere, which is, the atmosphere is 80% nitrogen, and to put that in a form that's useful as a fertilizer for plants. And so we've just greatly increased the use of nitrogen for plant fertilizer all over the globe. Well, when you apply all this nitrogen to fertilizer to the landscape for growing plants to the farm, not every molecule of that nitrogen makes it into the plant. And there's quite a lot extra, and it's almost unavoidable that there's going to be a lot of extra nitrogen around. And some of that comes out in the form of nitrate, which is can have some human health consequences, particularly for very small children. And this will be flushed into the groundwater and over time accumulates in groundwater. And if you're not careful, this can accumulate to the level that you see the public health effects. Well, we've been doing this for 50 years or so now, and that groundwater accumulation of nitrate has started to exceed the public health regulations in many parts of California and many parts of the world. We're by no means the only part of the world that has this problem. Basically, every major industrialized agricultural area in the world has a nitrate problem in its groundwater.
So to clarify, the nitrogen is not harmful when consumed in the product in the agricultural product. It's only the nitrate that goes into the soil,
Thank you for adding that. I think it's very important for everybody to understand that this is a problem when it's in the drinking water supply as nitrate, not in the normal form of the food. It's a very natural kind of a thing that the chemistry is very natural in the plant, but we've added an abundance of nitrogen in the environment in order to help the plants grow, and we have maybe too much of that nitrogen forms nitrate and accumulates in groundwater.
You know, one of your statements you made in here, and you said if all nitrate leaching from agriculture ended today, decades of past discharges would continue to flow into drinking water. How can we clean that up, or what's our solution for this?
Well, the very nice thing about this problem is that for all of the public drinking water systems, they regularly monitor for nitrate. So,
and it can be removed?
95% or more of the population is already, if you're on a municipal water supply system, your water is regularly being tested, and we're pretty good at taking care of you for this. The problems are for very small systems and individual household wells that are out in rural areas where there's a lot of agriculture around them, where they might not know they have a nitrate contamination problem.
So you just kind of like described Northern California there.
Yeah, that's pretty
well,
much
but
it, everybody
but most
out
of
here.
The people will still be on municipal systems.
Right.
So
you can treat for nitrates then?
You can. The problem is it's fairly expensive if you do it, if you try to treat all of the water. Typically they use reverse osmosis or ion exchange. So it can be treated. It can be fairly expensive, however, and for some of the poorer communities, it's become a real problem.
Oh, okay. We've got to take our last break here. Our guest is Dr. Jay Lund of UC Davis. We're talking about the future of water, and everything you seem to have written down here and talking about, it seems like we're heading in that direction, and these are just facts that people need to take a look at. Especially when we come back about water management, that state and federal regulations will increasingly drive water management. One of the things that you and I talked about was maybe the loss of private water rights that people have. But we'll discuss that as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Happy New Year from Bastiani Arms. And Bastiani Arms says thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. With a new year here, Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to the knowledgeable firearms specialists, the good guys at Bastiani Arms. They're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 6 days a week. If you got a new firearm for Christmas, now's the time to accessorize it. Maybe take a firearm safety class or hunter's education class. Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience and offers CCW classes and women-only CCW classes. Bastiani Arms has firearms and everything you need for firearms and top-notch customer service. And they appreciate you shopping local. Happy New Year from your friends at Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur, Wall Street, and Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Friday. Ah, hey, you know what? We've got a, tomorrow Bruce Dean, who is, of course, Black Bear Diners, but also is going to be taking over this year for the head of all the restaurant, the head of the restaurant association in California.
So, oh, wow.
He's got a lot to talk about that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Hey, guess what, guys? It's Valentine's Day. It's coming up. Jewelry, bracelets, rings, loose diamond, gems.
Big diamonds.
Big diamonds, all this stuff, state jewelry, all at Four Winds Jewelry, plus the only, the only watch repair guy in town. All at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Give him a call, 222-2750. Our guest is Dr. Jay Lunn, who has written Resistance is Futile, about the changes in water and the water policies in California that he sees coming. One of the things here in the last 5 minutes we have, doctors, state and federal regulations will increasingly drive water management. Are they going to start taking water from people?
I don't think so. One of the things people try to be pretty careful about is water rights. And it's a very difficult thing to be careful of because our water rights system is tremendously complex. But I do think the environmental regulations will be the major way that state and federal governments are going to interact with water. I don't think they have nearly the money or the political consensus that used to exist for water projects. Whether you want to have new storage built or you want to build tunnels or anything else. So the major way that the state is going to affect things is with public health and environmental regulations.
Do you see changes in crops and, saying you can't grow this crop, it's too water intense, you need to switch, things like that?
I hope that doesn't happen, and I'm pretty sure it won't. I'd like to think that people will be smarter than that. The government is really not very good at deciding what are the best crops to grow. And the farmers have really been quite good about responding to prices of water in terms of having that affect their cropping decisions.
Agriculture has a difficult enough time making a living, and they're not going to grow something that is not going to be economically sound.
Oh, that's right. They're businessmen, and that's the way they should be operating.
Doctor, we really appreciate you being here. Can you tell us what you think is the biggest change? I mean, what do you see happening first, I guess I should say?
Well, I think the biggest change is the biggest change that would be good for us is if we realize that we're going to have some changes occur and that we get out in front of these changes as much as possible. we tend, if you look at the history of California water, we often tend to react to changes that are being forced upon us by floods or droughts or lawsuits, rather than sort of taking a longer economical view of the system and saying, well, you know, really we should be planning for the future. There were quite a few people early on that tried to look at things and sort of forecast out and say, really, as a society, we need to build some of these projects or protect these kinds of environments and kind of parks. I think we could use a little bit more of that kind of foresight and a little bit less defensive attitude around sort of narrower interests.
Well, guys, you mean be proactive?
Well, it's always, you know, throughout history, we've always said this, and sometimes it happens.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. Dr. Jane, where can they find this article?
If they go to our California Water Blog at californiawaterblog.com, all one word.
And
that's probably the easiest way to get to it. I think it was also published in the Reading Record Searchlight.
It was. That's where I got it, and that's why I wanted to talk to you, because I found it extremely interesting, because I've started reading and trying to learn more about what's happening with water, because I believe that this is going to be something that is going to have a dramatic impact on our lives, is water or lack of it.
Great. Well, I'm glad you found it useful.
I certainly did, Doctor, and thank you so much for joining us. And I'll put the link of this up on our website so people can take a look at it.
You know, and water is an issue that's not going away anytime soon. It's been a huge issue.
Yeah.
The state of California will continue to be, especially in light of the drought and a little proactive conservation and things that we could do to take these extremes when we go from flood to drought is important.
Absolutely. Okay, tomorrow, like I said, Bruce Dean is going to be our guest at 8, plus we have other little surprises going on. Tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott. Linda's got a number of guests up here talking music and fashion and other things. Thanks a lot for being here, Trish.
Oh, my pleasure, always.
Gosh.
Love Thursday mornings.
Well, you know what? And we're going to be followed by Agenda 21. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Can stand me up at the gates of...
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Virginia has a new attorney general, and now the state is taking a new position in support of same-sex marriage. Attorney General Mark Herring has joined a lawsuit challenging Virginia's 2006 marriage amendment. Herring calls marriage a fundamental right, says the amendment is discriminatory and unconstitutional. The Family Foundation of Virginia calls the development disappointing and frightening. The Republican Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates says the Attorney General has a constitutional and statutory obligation to enforce and defend the duly adopted laws and Constitution of Virginia. A leading barometer of the economy's health suggests that growth will hold steady for the next few months. Conference Board says its index of leading indicators rose 0.1 of a point last month. Meanwhile, used home sales were up slightly in December.
The National Association